This week, the EPA is asking for public comment on its proposal to cut carbon emissions by 30% by 2016. It's called the Clean Power Plan, and the EPA says it's received nearly 300,000 written comments already. But this week in Atlanta, Denver, D.C., and Pittsburgh, thousands more are weighing in at hearings. Greg Schaefer testified this week in Denver. He works for Arch Coal, the country's second largest coal producer. After testifying, he spoke to Colorado Public Radio.
EPA has done a good job with these listening sessions, but I'm afraid they're not listening. So if they would try to engage the coal industry as opposed to trying to put them out of business, I think it'd go a long way with our ability to sit down with them and work in a joint manner.
Schaefer said the proposal would be a job killer, but Tom Hunt, who works for a solar nonprofit in Colorado called Clean Energy Collective, said it might actually help spur job growth.
We're an example of how policy that encourages clean energy in innovative ways allows for job growth and job creation and allows ideas that are started here in Colorado to spread across the country.
NPR's Jeff Brady is in Pittsburgh at the final EPA hearings of the week. So, Jeff, we know this is a big issue for the Obama administration. Tell us more about the plan the EPA put out last month.
Sure. These proposed rules, they're designed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from existing U.S. power plants. And the goal is about 30%. The EPA is using 2005 for the baseline there. So the country has already made some progress toward that goal, but it still has a long way to go. And carbon dioxide is the main culprit that the agency is focused on here. The EPA has set specific targets for each state, so some will have more than 30% as their target, some will have less. Some of those big coal states that depend on coal-fired power plants are among those with smaller reduction targets. And states have some latitude in how they meet their target. They can encourage more conservation, increase renewable forms of electricity like wind and solar, upgrade coal plants, or replace them altogether with natural gas power plants. So that's kind of a quick summary of what these complicated rules would do.
Well, and as we just heard, people who back coal say that the plan will kill jobs. People who back clean energy, innovative new energy, say it will create jobs. What are you hearing today in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we heard a lot of echoes of what we heard there at the top from the folks in Colorado. But I've also heard people in the coal industry point out that these proposed rules won't have a really big effect on climate change around the globe. They only apply. But environmentalists and the Obama administration counter that, saying, you know, but the U.S. has to lead here. And if the U.S. does lead, then a lot of those other countries will follow. And the coal industry also, you know, they focus a lot on the economic effects. The White House and environmentalists also like to point out that the country will save money by conserving more energy under these rules. So if you never use a kilowatt of electricity, buy it.
Yep.
The utility generated and the pollution isn't there.
Well, Jeff, we just have a little trouble with this technology we're using. Just say the critics say what? That it will not affect climate change because it only applies to what?
Well, it only applies to the U.S.
Right,
so,
right.
This is not reducing greenhouse gas emissions around the world, but the Obama administration and environmentalists say, well, somebody's got to lead here, and this is the U.S.'s job to do that. And so if the U.S. leads, other countries will follow.
NPR's Jeff Brady at this week's EPA hearings in Pittsburgh. Standing on the steps there, Jeff, thank you. And you can comment on the EPA proposal until October 16th. We'll link you to instructions at hereandnow.org.